And whoever becomes Iraq's prime minister, the outcome of Sunday's vote could affect U.S. policy there in the months to come. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
There have been a number of elections in Iraq since the U.S. invaded in 2003, each of them important in their own right. But the parliamentary vote on March 7th comes at a particularly critical time as the U.S. begins its phased exit from the country, says Thomas Ricks, a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
Well, I think what you're going to see this year, for good or for ill, is the emergence of a post-occupation Iraq, the outlines of what it's going to be like after the Americans leave.
These elections are seen as a major test of Iraq's nascent democracy. Marina Ottaway, with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says they will also determine whether the current U.S. goals for Iraq, scaled back dramatically from when the Bush administration first invaded the country, will be met.
Has the United States been successful in Iraq in the end? Have we succeeded in leaving behind a reasonably stable, reasonably functioning country? The answer to that question is going to be determined by what happens in the weeks and months following the elections.
Ottaway says it's unlikely the elections will produce a clear winner, which could mean protracted rounds of negotiations and jockeying among the political parties. That's what happened after the last parliamentary election in 2006. Sectarian tensions were already beginning to peak then, and within a year, Iraq devolved into a civil war. Robert Melly with the International Crisis Group says a similar situation this time could have an impact on President Obama's decision to start drawing down U.S. troops in Iraq in late spring.
If you got back to a situation of chaos and of uncontrolled violence in Iraq, would that lead the administration to say, we've done our best, it's now up to the Iraqis, we're leaving? Or on the contrary, would it persuade the administration that it needs to stay a little bit longer, act a little bit more forcefully?
The Obama administration has pledged to have all U.S. combat troops out of the country by the end of August and the rest of American troops out by the end of next year. But Tom Ricks says President Obama has already had to abandon one of the major promises he made during his campaign for presidency, to remove a brigade a month from the day he took office. Instead, he has maintained troop levels close to what they were under the Bush administration. If violence spins out of control following these elections, the president may once again rethink the U.S. military position in Iraq, says Ricks.
I think there's a real split inside the U.S. government about this, with military officials thinking that it's a good idea to keep troops in Iraq for many more years, and civilian officials, especially the political people, saying, no, this president was elected to get us out of Iraq, and that's what we want to do.
If President Obama decides to slow down the troop withdrawal or keep troops in Iraq beyond the end of 2011, he would have to renegotiate a status of forces agreement with a new government in Baghdad. Analysts say those negotiations would have to be done quietly and behind the scenes. The Carnegie's Marina Ottaway says a new Iraqi government will likely oppose a continuing presence, at least in public. But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
And I cannot envisage any government that has a likelihood of being formed in Iraq after the elections that will totally turn against the United States. They know that the U.S. is too important a player in the region, and they will maintain the decent relations with the United States.
Ottaway says it's in the U.S. interest to stay involved, in part to counter the influence of neighboring Iran. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.